Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Thank you so much for joining the show today. We have got a jazzed up show for you because we're going to be talking about something that most people don't talk about. Certainly one of the things that I know that I grew up with in my family was there are two things that that you didn't talk about that was absolutely clear. That was religion and politics. However, there was a third thing, and it wasn't as obvious as the other two, but the third thing was money. And if you talked about money, you had to talk about it in a certain way. And we're going to hear from my very special guest today what that's all about, what it means, what some of the baggage is that we carry, because my guest today has a rags-to-riches story that will rock your world. It is transformational and inspirational. Karen Ramsey, my guest today, raised on a farm that didn't have indoor plumbing until she was in third grade, is an award-winning financial planner who, after building her own business, was named one of the 100 great financial planners for 2002 in Mutual Funds Magazine and one of the top wealth managers in 2005 and 2006 by Bloomberg Financial Magazine. She has been featured on CBS This Morning, CNN's Financial News, as well as the New York Times, Glamour Magazine, and Seattle Times. Now, when we talk with Karen today, one of the few things I would love for you to know, that here today, for the story behind the successful business, we have much to share. Not the dollars and cents that make her a leader in the industry, not that at all, but the hypothesis that she has developed through her work with clients, families, and friends that talk about the baggage that we carry that each and every one of us must remove if we want to live the life that we want to live. And we have, honored to have her here today because we're going to be talking about some breakthrough extraordinary opportunities. And you're going to be hearing it for the first time right here on Voice America with a launch that is coming up very, very soon. And Karen Ramsey is here today to talk with us as she gets ready to launch her book, Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money, and much more. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
Really? I thought you were never going to stop.
Holy cow. I could have probably gone on and on. But, you know, the thing I want to talk about is, and our listeners, I think it's important before we even jump into, you know, the work that you're doing and what we're here to talk about, is your story. I mean, I talked about rags to riches story, but I don't think that I could even touch upon what those challenges were for you in your life. And that's the question. What did you have to overcome, you know, and to really be able to take your dream out into the world and even get close to being 100, you know, one of the 100 great financial planners? I mean, this is from rags to riches to the top 100. How the heck does that happen?
Well, as you mentioned, Dr. Pat, I grew up on a farm, and I watched my dad milk the dairy cows 7 days a week. He'd get up at 5:30 in the morning, milk the cows, come in and have breakfast, go out in the fields, come in for lunch, go out in the fields, milk the cows again, come in for dinner, sit in front of the TV, fall asleep in his easy chair, and go to bed. And then he'd do the same thing the next day. And cows get milked 365 days a year. They don't take vacations. So I saw my dad work really hard. And then the other thing that happened is that we would make our money when the harvest came in. We'd take the wheat or the barley to the elevator, and we'd get our settlement check, and that was a happy day. We might go out for an ice cream cone. But then that was in August, and something would happen around January, February, or March, and all of a sudden my dad was trying to make things work at his desk. I didn't know what he was doing, but now I know he was trying to pay the bills. And he'd throw his pen down at one point, and he'd say, well, I guess we'll just have to go to the bank to borrow money till the crops come in again. And then I'd see my mom start crying in the kitchen, and I hated that. So in my childhood, what I observed is that you worked really hard, and even if you did, you'd never make enough. And that became what I call my money baggage, that I looked at life through that lens of no matter what you're working at, you got to work really hard. And I was always scared to death that if I didn't work really hard, I was going to have to make that trip to the bank to borrow money. And I was determined never to do that. All through my career, that's the way I, you know, if you wanted a hard worker, you would have hired me, Dr. Pat.
There we go. I know. I'm just thinking this, people must have snatched you up in a minute.
But it took a toll on me. And then I began to look at why did I have to work hard and why was I so scared about never making enough. And I read a book by Jacob Needleman that's called Money and the Meaning of Life. And it really transformed my life in terms of Professor Needleman says that if you look at money as a way to learn about yourself, you can use it as a gauge of your own self-development. And I was like, whoa. You mean I can look at my relationship to money and learn about myself? Now this, I think this is interesting.
I think it's interesting because now we're touching on two things that people don't generally wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to look at myself today. Not only am I going to look at myself, but I'm going to look at myself in the context of my relationship with money. That would be enough for most people to take the sheets, crawl back into bed, and put the whole thing over their heads and never come out.
Yeah, well, I was just fascinated by it. So I started watching myself. I started watching why I worked till 7 or 8 at night. And I started watching how I handled money. And I began to want to learn more. And so that launched me on this career of I wanted to learn about financial planning. I didn't know anything about stocks and bonds and mutual funds. We talked about the price of wheat at my dinner table. And so I took the classes to become a certified financial planner. The more clients I met with, the more I realized that it didn't matter if they had multi-millions or $300. Everybody was screwed up about money. They were worried about it. They had this idea that more money will make me happier. They thought they had to save everything. There was just a lot of baggage around money. And I thought, man, why is it? Because this multimillionaire over here is just as screwed up about money as anybody else I know. And I began to develop the concepts which are in my book that's going to be released in December, which is, I believe that everybody has a gift to give to the world. The gift is based on their skills, their background, their education, their values, their commitment. And that gift we all want to give to the world. But mostly people say, oh, I couldn't do that because of the money. The purpose of Caring for Your Soul and Matters of Money in my next book is to have people take away that thing that's been in the way and give their gift to the world. And that thing to push to the side is what I call your money baggage, which we all have based on something that happened when we were little kids and as we were growing up.
Well, and one of the things I wanted to talk with you about is there's a lot, Karen, a lot that's being discussed right now about the universe, quantum physics, the law of attraction. And most of this is generic in talking about the vibration and what we call into our lives. You're coming right at the core of a lot of this for people, and that is this idea of money and money baggage. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that today, as well as talk about how each and every one of us can tap into a phenomenal opportunity that was born out of your desire to make sure, Karen, that people of all degrees of wealth have an opportunity to manage their future. I mean, isn't that what you're talking about? You know, really, when you look at your story and what you're doing, you don't want to leave anybody behind.
No, absolutely not, because, you know, as my financial planning practice became more successful, and I believe in leading a balanced life and having my employees lead balanced lives, we got to the point that there's only so many people we can see in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year. And so as any successful business person, I kept raising my rates and raising my minimums. And so we have a very nice, the only financial planning practice, but it was eating at my heart that people like my parents didn't have access to financial planners unless they had $1 million.
That's right.
Which is then what I'm creating and launching on Monday is my website where people can get excellent investment advice for as little as $50,000 portfolios.
And that's unheard of. And what we're talking about, as I mentioned earlier today, I'm here with Karen Ramsey, one of the 100 great financial planners in our decade, top wealth manager 2005-2006, who has taken her story, as I indicated before, rags to riches, and has created many, many opportunities for each and every one of us to take our lives to the next level. We're going to talk about many of those things today. I want to let you know that if you're listening to this show and you have got some money baggage and questions, you'll want to call in to 1-866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. And if you don't feel like coming on the line with it, quickly send me an email to pat@thedrpatshow.com, pat@thedrpatshow.com. We will get your questions online immediately. Karen, we're getting ready to go to a break here in a minute or so. We touched on money baggage. What are one of the money myths that we will talk about when we come back from break today?
Well, I think one that's pretty universal with anybody I've ever met with is the money baggage myth that more money will make me happier.
More money, more of the cha-ching. Can you hear it? I'm telling you, it's the cha-ching and the bling you want. You think you're going to be happy? We're going to talk to you about that today. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Karen Ramsey, as I mentioned before, has got a fabulous book coming out, Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money. Let me quickly give you that website because you're going to love it. And Karen, we've got a special gift for people on the website. The website is www.caringmoney.com. You've got something special and it's free, don't you?
Yes. What we have in there is what's called a personal spending plan. So people are like, oh, I don't know how to do a budget, and I don't know where my money goes. So I have on that website a free personal spending plan workbook. Now, it's not just a couple of pieces of paper that you fill out. It's actually a book that you work through.
And we'll talk more about that when we come back from break. It is a 33-page workbook that, thanks to Karen Ramsey, I no longer get that latte a day, and that thing is going in my vacation fund. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back after this short break. More with the Dr. Pat Show and Karen Ramsey.
The authority in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul. But right now I want to tell you that you got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show. Because she is so kind and generous that she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com. And if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
Kuhuna is ancient wisdom taught by the kahunas in Hawaii. Ancient wisdom, modern application. Kuhuna is about empowerment, about increasing your spirituality, energy, and metaphysical healing power. If you could experience and connect physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually with a higher power that can empower you to bring into your life whatever you desire, join the kahunas that carry the teachings of the past at our 33rd Kuhuna Workshop in Kona, Hawaii, September the 9th through the 17th. Call 800-800-MIND or visit kuhuna.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and receive a special discount. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
The Sacred Romance is a new CD produced by Ava and Dennis.
It's not love in a romantic way.
This music is straight from the heart and celebrates the light within us all. This music provides a welcome haven for the soul in these troubling times. To receive the CD or see Ava and Dennis live, visit www.thesacredromance.com or call them at 888-62-DREAM.
I'm Dr. Pat Vasily, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Vasily. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Vasily.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I am Dr. Pat Vasily. What I'd like to do is also invite you, if you've got questions or comments, to send an email to me at pat@thedrpatshow.com. That's pat@thedrpatshow.com, because we're here with Karen Ramsey, as I mentioned before, one of the top wealth managers in our country. As a matter of fact, we're here to clear out the money baggage from your life, because each and every one of us deserves the life that we dream of. Karen, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
All right, we had that one, that money, 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 money will make us, will make me more happier.
That's right. What I discovered as I followed the path of my financial planning career is that everybody has money baggage. And people are like, well, what do you mean by money baggage? What I mean is that everybody, and I mean everybody.
That's right, Donald Trump, you out there, you've got it too, buddy.
Everybody has money baggage. What I mean by that is that when we were little, we saw something, we were told something, or we experienced something about money. And from that experience, we made a decision about how money is. And I was telling your listeners about my childhood, which, you know, my dad was a workaholic. And still, we didn't have a lot of money. So my money baggage became, you have to work really hard to make money, and even if you do, you'll never have enough. So someone who has that running inside of their head, that little tape that you say to yourself in the privacy of your own head, when you're on the way to work, when you're in the shower, when you're supposedly taking a walk in nature and you're not even looking, you have this little money baggage tape running in your mind that says, this is how money is. And you have your life lived in correlation with it. So for me, you have to work really hard and never make enough. I was a workaholic. If you wanted to hire me, you would have wanted to hire me because I worked hard. And I never had more than enough. When I started my financial planning practice, on months that my expenses were high, my income was high, and I thought, oh, good. Next month, my income will stay up, and then I'll have some left over. But it was like magic. When my income would go down, my expenses would be down. When my expenses were up, my income was up, but my income never stayed up. It went down when my expenses were down. So it was like this cosmic hand that was pulling the levers, and I never felt like I was getting ahead. It was because I thought deep inside of me that the only way you were ever going to have money is that you had to work really hard, and even if you did, you'll never have enough. As long as I had my life in correlation with that, that's all I could have. And most people have this idea that money will make them happier. And that comes from something happened when we were little, that money looked like if you don't have it, you're of no worth. I won't have value until I have money. Money equals my self-esteem. Money is the thing, above all else, that I have to go for, even if at the expense of my family. And I say until we uncover our money baggage, until we look to that moment in our childhood where we said, ah, this is how money is, we will be living our lives inside of that and cut off from the possibilities that are around us, that are waiting for us, but we can't see because we're looking through our money baggage lens.
Well, you're so passionate about this, Karen, that, you know, you've written an entire book around this. Actually, there are two books that are coming out. The one I mentioned earlier, Caring for the Soul in Matters of Money. But there is another book also that you're going to be generating. And these are directed at helping people really bust through this. Because without that, this stuff creeps into every aspect of our lives, at least in this society, doesn't it?
Oh, right. I mean, we walk around with this, there's this like this cosmic conventional wisdom, I call it, that there's all these, this is how you should do money. You should save everything you can. You must buy a house. You must save for retirement. You must send your kids to college and you must pay for it. There's all these ideas that we have that I call myths, which is what my second book is about, that we have this conventional wisdom that we think in if we don't do it the way conventional wisdom says it we should, that we're doing something wrong, that we're not good enough, we're not as good as the Joneses down the street. And my mission in life is to have money be a source of freedom, power, and full self-expression for every person on the planet. And if you live inside these myths, you're not going to be fully expressed. If you don't examine your money baggage, you're not going to see what's holding you back. So, yes, I have these two books, and as you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about them.
And, you know, really, when we're looking at life, at, you know, in this society, I mean, this is a showstopper. One of the things I wanted to talk with you about, Karen, and before I do that, I want to mention the website caringmoney.com because there is a free spending plan. Now, Karen has been on some of my other shows, and folks have downloaded this free spending plan, and I want to tell you that I have been approached in public by my listeners walking up to me saying, Dr. Pat, with tears in their eyes about what a gift this spending plan is. Because for me, we're calling it a spending plan, but it's not. It is a 33-page experience that will take you on a journey to enable you to free yourself of the shackles that money baggage has on your life. One of the things I wanted to talk with you about, Karen, is one of the myths, the myth that this I can't afford it, I can't afford it myth. It's I can't buy this, I can't do this, I don't have the money. And the reason I picked up on that one is because I received an email 2 days ago about it. And one of my listeners was is a business entrepreneur, small business owner. And she says, my issue is, dear Dr. Pat, please ask Karen, my issue is I'm small business. I can't seem to charge enough. I'm afraid that I'm not charging enough and people don't think my business is of value. I'm trying to read this. And then I'm afraid to charge what I think I'm worth because I'm going to lose potential customers. That's one I wanted to bring to you today, Karen.
This is one of my favorites. So I have a whole chapter in my book called Think Again, New Money Choices, Old Money Myths. And this is myth number 20. I can't charge what I'm worth. I think that people who say that, or that I can't charge what I should because then I'll lose my customers, I say to all of you out there that are business owners or artists or whatever, look to see if your money baggage is something like, I don't deserve money. I'm not good enough. If people really knew me, they'd know how bad a person I am. In other words, there's something underneath that's driving people to say, I don't deserve it. Something happened in that email writer's childhood that has her go around in life that says, oh, I can't do that because I don't deserve. And until we look to see what our money baggage is, and she discovers what that moment was when she was a little girl. And something happened that had her say, oh, man, I'm not good, I'm bad, I don't deserve money. Her life and her business is going to be in complete correlation with, I don't deserve it. What I say to people who say, I can't charge what I'm worth, do the homework. Find out what your competition is charging. And come up with a fair market value of what you should charge. And then say 100 times to the universe, this I'm going to charge, I don't know, $65 an hour. And if you've been charging 30, go up to 65 is a lot of money. You say it to your TV, your cat. You say it to the woods when you're walking. You say it to your spouse or partner. You say it to anybody you can 100 times. The first 3 times, you can't even get it out without stumbling. The next 20 times, it starts to like get a little easier. And by the time you're up to 90 or 100 times, all of a sudden you're at the point where you're starting to believe that you can actually do that.
All right, this is a challenge. We got the Ramsey Challenge going on here. This is for your livelihood. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Karen Ramsey and the Dr. Pat Show, and we're going to be talking about an exciting new opportunity, Ramsey Investing. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
The powerhouse of Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
NCD, a new oral detoxification product that reduces the effects of environmental toxicity and can help millions across the globe. Natural Cellular Defense is an effective oral detoxifier, a tool in the fight against toxicity. Join our copious health team to raise awareness about environmental toxicity and this safe new product. Go to copioushealth.com or call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. copioushealth.com.
Okay, everyone, listen up. Dr. Pat brings you her favorite organic wines from the Organic Wine Company direct to you for this limited time special offer. Would you like to enjoy the luscious taste of natural grapes grown with love for the land and tantalizing your taste buds at the same time? Well, Dr. Pat has selected 3 of her favorite wines for only $49, a 40% savings. Visit www.thedrpatshow.com and click on Dr. Pat's Picks for this special offer. Or you can call 1-888-326-9463.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Time Magazine says NLP has untapped potential for treating individual problems and is becoming an all-purpose self-improvement program and technology. Come experience NLP for yourself at the Empowerment Partnership's Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, Washington, October 8th through the 14th. Since 1982, the Empowerment Partnership has taught thousands of people like you create critical transformations in areas that count most: relationships, health, wealth, and state of mind. If you want to increase your creative energy, get control of your life, and enjoy new levels of existence, call 1-800-800-MIND. That's 1-800-800-MIND. Or go to NLP.com. That's NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call to receive a special discount.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My guest today is Karen Ramsey. As I've said before, one of the top financial planners in our country and someone who cares deeply about each and every one of us in terms of what we do with our money baggage and how we go about transforming our lives so that we are not blocked to have the life that we want. Karen, thank you so much for joining the show. Let's give out a website before we finish our thought on the money myth that we were talking about.
People can go and order the Money Myth book, the Think Again, New Money Choices, New Money Myth, on my website. It's www.karenramsey.com.
Okay. What I'd like to do is let's finish up with what we were talking about because, you know, for every money myth, there is a new money message, as you would say.
Uh-huh.
And let's talk about that before we jump into Ramsey Investing.
Okay, good. When you have a money baggage, it's in your way. It's in your way from having your life be as extraordinary as possible. And when you really look, that money baggage is really a decision you made when you were a young child, which is really just a thought. A decision is just a thought. You think something, and then you decide it's true.
Yeah.
And when I discovered my money baggage, I said, well, gee, if I just think all the time money, you have to work really hard and I'll never have enough, why don't I start thinking something else?
That's a good question.
And so I created this idea of a new money message. Let's create a new thought, a new empowering thought, one that would open us up to the possibilities of the universe, unconstrained from our past, that money baggage that we've been dragging around all these years, and start taking actions with our new money message, actions that would lead to possibilities which we can't even see, but we hope to achieve in life. So I created a money message. My money message is, it's my birthright to have now, right now, extraordinary abundance in all areas of my life. I give generously from this abundance. When I go around in life, this is what plays in my head. It is my birthright to now have extraordinary abundance in all areas of my life. I give generously from this abundance. When I started thinking that thought and taking actions consistent with it, which is what your money message is, you want to create something that will create a future that you would love, that would express who you really are, that would give your gift to the world and then give your abundance to the world. When you have that as your driving force, you start to take actions consistent with it, your world starts to shift, your life starts to change, and then possibilities are before you that you only dreamed about. So for your friend that emailed in that says, I can't charge what I'm worth,
yes,
I might suggest to her something like a money message like, I'm powerful and abundance is mine. Money is the natural byproduct of my creative expression. Or there's a couple of fun ones that people have come up with over the years. My money bouquet is so grand, I'm challenged by what colors to display and what ones to give away. And my favorite funny one is, money everywhere is looking for me, and when it finds me, it tells its friends.
That one I think a lot of people can grab onto. So what you're saying, Karen, is that each of us can create our own money message. This is not something that we have to find in another book. We get to be as creative about this as we want. The main guideline is to really ask for that which we truly want. Is that correct?
Right. Have something in mind that when you think it, you'll be empowered and you'll be willing to take those first steps, like your emailer, take your first steps about really charging what you're worth. Take your first steps about getting a job that you can really be interested in. Take your first steps about not working so hard. And when you have your money message, you can only think one thought at a time. Have you ever noticed that, Dr. Pat?
Yeah, that's about right.
You can't think about your money baggage and your money message simultaneously. It's physically impossible.
It's impossible.
So So if you're thinking your money message, that will supplant your money baggage, all of a sudden it starts to recede into the background. You're creating new neurological pathways that are consistent with your new money message. And then from that, you start taking actions that will lead you to a different, new, more empowering life.
Well, this is what we're talking about today for everyone listening to this show. This is Karen Ramsey's passion, and that's why she's done the things that she has done. For example, the books and the website, if you want to find out more about the book Caring for Your Soul and Matters of Money, and if you want to download the spending plan, go to caringmoney.com, caringmoney.com. And if you go there, there are many things for you to check out, including the books. Before I went to break, we talked about this idea of, actually it's not an idea, it's your dream, it's your vision. It's your vision to enable people that are not necessarily in the multimillionaire bracket of income, but people that have a portfolio that they have and they don't know what to do with. So part of this is really busting through the myth that, A, I don't have enough money in my portfolio to get good advice.
Right.
I mean, that's a myth.
Right. It's totally a myth because, well, you know, but it's based on a lot of reality.
Exactly.
There's a lot of financial planners out there.
Right. But up until this point, it might have been. But right now, there's an opportunity for them.
Exactly. You know, I come from a farm. I come from humble beginnings, and as my practice became more successful and I kept raising my minimums, I felt bad. I was guilty that there's people who didn't have as much, who didn't have access to excellent investment advice. So I was determined, that is something that's still in me, and I decided to create a website for people who have $50,000, not $50 million, not a million, not $500,000, $50,000. And with that, we can provide excellent investment advice and offer portfolios that either if you want actively managed mutual funds or you want to do passive index investing, or many listeners have a socially responsible bent to them. If you want to do socially responsible investing, we have different mutual funds or iShares or index funds that can be put into a model portfolio for clients. And as little as $50,000, and I tell you, it's the same investment advice I give my millionaires. I'm now making it available for people who have $50,000, and I am so excited because nobody's doing it the way we're doing it.
And that's what I want to make sure that everyone knows. This is very, very unique. First of all, to get started on this, there's going to be a brand new website.
Right.
And that's going to be available on Monday.
Right. It's called RamseyInvesting.com. And that we will launch on Monday, come heck or high water, as we say, Pat, right?
I know. We're both in the same boat with the website thing. Both of these are going to be popped up there on Monday. You can count on it.
So RamseyInvesting.com is where you can go and check it out. And we have three different investing styles. Only $50,000 is all you need. We don't have any conflict of interest. We don't get any commissions off of anything we're recommending. We have lower fees than many of the other people who are offering similar things. And other places that do this, like the big institutions, the big mutual fund houses, the big brokerage houses, they have proprietary mutual funds that they're recommending, so they get paid based on you buy their funds.
Right.
We don't have anything like that. There's no conflict of interest. What you pay is what you pay. That's your fee to us. And we are giving excellent investment advice, and you don't have to be wealthy to get it.
Well, one of the things you talked about that I don't think I've heard before is socially responsible investing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's worth a conversation. Would you say a little bit about that? I don't recall ever seeing a category like that.
Well, socially responsible investing means that for many of us, you know, we want to have our actions be consistent with our hearts.
Right.
And so we don't want to invest in things like weapons or defense appropriations or bombs or whatever. And so there's a little segment of the mutual fund industry that's called socially responsible investing. And what those portfolio managers do is they set up their criteria. Okay, we're not going to invest in companies that do liquor, tobacco, or defense, but we're going to give you ways to invest in no-load mutual funds.
Well, let's take a short break. We're going to talk more about this when we come back from break and more with Karen Ramsey, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, we've got more to talk about, an invitation for you to invest and get outstanding advice. We'll be right back.
Lights go out and I can't be seen.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call now, 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's right, 1-866-NO-BLOAT, and discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
HUNA is for everyone, any race, religion, gender, and age. Anyone that wants to know more about who we are, why we're here, and how the universe works. A wide and varied range of people with different backgrounds are drawn to HUNA and attend the biannual HUNA workshop. Healthcare professionals, therapists, lawyers, managers, educators, professional athletes, college students, and people just like you. If you're interested in a more spiritual view of the world, if you want to connect more with who you are and discover a whole new universe around you, then HUNA is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to HUNA.com and learn about the September 9th through the 17th HUNA event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and receive a special discount.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
Are you aware of the invisible forces behind your behaviors? The Empowerment Partnership is, and they'd like to make them visible to you. One of the largest NLP training organizations in the world, says Dun & Bradstreet. The Empowerment Partnership is the industry gold standard in trainings for NLP, hypnosis, and the ancient Hawaiian spiritual system of HUNA. Their students come from a wide-ranging background: business, education, psychology, and spirituality. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. Call 800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com and mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Brand new websites going up on both sides of this conversation today. TheDrPatShow.com will be up on Monday, as well as RamseyInvesting.com. Karen Ramsey, my guest today. We're talking about a breakthrough, revolutionary investment approach and tool. And Karen Ramsey has created this not from her pocketbook, but from her heart. And you've listened to the show today and you understand why. Karen, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Well, we were talking about investing, and I think it'd be really helpful to continue to talk about RamseyInvesting.com and what people can expect. and what and how they should approach this on Monday when the website comes up.
Well, first of all, I think you should look to see how do you want your money invested. And we were talking a little bit about the, before the break. You know, there's in my industry, there's always somebody saying I can do it better, and this is a better way. And you know, passive investing is better than active investing. And you got to do socially responsible, or else you're not. You're, you know, you're being. You know, you're just money grubby. And you know, quite frankly, I have no value judgment on anybody about how they want to invest their money. I just want to present an excellent investment advice in a tool that's easy to use on the internet, and I want you to feel comfortable about how you invest your money. And I'm not going to get into which way is better. I want to empower you to invest your money in a way that works for you, which is why we have the different investing styles. And as we were talking at the end of, before the end of the break about socially responsible investing, some people have a really hard time investing in companies that they feel aren't consistent with their values. So that's the reason we have the socially responsible investment option, so that those money managers or mutual funds that we put into that investment portfolio are ones that are going to screen out things like liquor, tobacco, defense-related companies, and put in a mutual fund that supports women and how women are treated inside of corporations that they invest in. So it's a really great way to meld your heart and your values with your money, which for most people that's kind of like an oxymoron, and how your money and your values can be in the same conversation.
Well, I think that that sets you apart. One of the things I wanted to ask you about this, Karen, was that we're going to be launching this online. You're going to be launching this online Monday. There are other components to this in terms of the kind of counseling and coaching that people will get. Could you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, people will go onto the website, and the first thing we want you to do is to figure out what your risk tolerance is. Now, people are like, oh, my God, what does she mean by that? Okay, now everybody's like, oh, God, I can't do that. No. We've made it very easy for you. You have to go on and answer a series of questions. And based on those answers, they get sent to us. We run it through our software, and we come up with an asset allocation. Again, these are big words. Not, don't you get worried. That's my job. It's a way for us to put your money into different buckets, more growth-oriented buckets or more conservative buckets. And we call you up and you say, okay, based on your risk tolerance questionnaire, we're going to put 20% into bonds, which is more conservative, and we're going to put 80% into stocks. How does that feel for you? Is that consistent with what you think your risk tolerance is? And if it isn't, you say, oh, no, that would make me very nervous. Okay? Well, then we'll put 40% in bonds and 60% in stocks. So we'll have a conversation with you about that so you feel comfortable before we do anything about how your buckets will be placed in terms of more growth or less growth. Then we'll have you have the paperwork on the website so you can fill out the paperwork and send it in to us. We'll get your account set up. We'll get the money over there, and we'll invest it for you. We're going to do all the work. You just have to give us the paperwork. We'll invest it for you, and then the thing that I think is so cool, and I really had to work really hard on this part, is that you'll be able to go on and see the performance of your investments on a moment-by-moment basis. In other words, we're going to have two performance reports on there, one that shows your performance since the first day that you invested with us, and the other one, you can set it for any date range you want. So if you want to know what's happened in the last week or the last month or the last 6 months, you can put it in and you'll have a performance report. And how many of you have gone to your stockbroker, gone to your broker and said, what's my performance been? And they look at you like, well, I don't know. I'm going to let you see it on a day-by-day basis because it's your money and you deserve to know how it's doing.
Well, I think that right there, in my personal experience with this, that right there is breakthrough and revolutionary. And I think the people that are listening to the show that have not invested to date may not understand what Karen's talking about. And what she is saying is that you will be able to see exactly what is going on in your account when you want to see it. And that is revolutionary. People that I know, Karen, the biggest complaint is when I get my report, it's too late to make any adjustments.
Right.
I get the report a month later, and it's already about the quarter that I really don't have any, I can't really do anything about.
Right, right. And most reports, monthly statements you get from a brokerage house, they say what the value was at the beginning of the month and the value at the end of the month. Well, then you have to sit there and figure it out yourself. It never gives you anything historical beyond the month. Maybe they might have something from the first of the year. And you just don't have any context in which to look and see how you're doing. We have nothing to hide. We're going to put it right up there, and we're going to let you know how you're doing, which, you know, I think information is educational and empowering, and that's what I want. I want people to be empowered. I want people to be able to look at their money and say, this is where I am. I might have screwed up. Well, that's the other reason we're doing it on the Internet. Because how many people have been intimidated by a thought to even go in to see a financial planner? You've got to be kidding me. You'd rather clean out the garage than go see a financial planner because you're embarrassed about where your money is. I am telling you, there's nothing to be embarrassed. We want to help you. We want to empower you, and we want you to start on your road to financial freedom. That's what this website's about.
People are embarrassed about what they don't know about financial planning.
Right.
And investing. I mean, people, you know what I'm saying, Karen? It's not just about, I'm kind of ashamed about my history around this. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to sit in front of Karen Ramsey and have her find out that I don't know the difference between a stock and a bond.
That's right. It's way too embarrassing. Well, I'm saying there's nothing to be embarrassed about. We'll do it all in the privacy of your own home. We don't have to tell anybody you don't know the difference. We'll take care of that for you. It's really okay. But you know what? Unless people start something right now, they're never going to have anything built up for their future. And the days of corporations taking care of us are over. We have got to take care of ourselves. And every day that you put money in and it's invested, you have compounding interest working for you instead of against you. And the point of all of this for me is if you discover your money baggage and you see what's been holding you back, and you create a new money message that will empower you and have you go out in the world and make the difference you want to make, and you have your money starting to work for you, you can start to do what I call caring for your soul, which is the title of my other book, Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money, because we all have a unique gift to give to the world based on our values, our core beliefs, our background. And I believe that the world wants us to give that gift to the world. And when we are giving our gift to the world that only we can give, we are caring for our soul in matters of money.
So for many of you listening to the show, I want to make sure that you have the websites that we're talking about. Monday, the launch, that's RamseyInvesting.com. And so check it out. Also, we've been talking about the book and the spending plan. You can download that right now. You can bust through some of this baggage right now by going to caringmoney.com. It's a free spending plan. It is it's an ebook, and it will take you through some of the questions and comments and exploration that we're talking about today. Karen, what is your personal message for people today?
Dr. Pat, what I want to leave your listeners with is they can transform their relationship with money right now. And it starts with being clear about where your money's going, so do the personal spending plan. And then create a new money message and get out in the world and make the difference you want to make.
Thank you, Karen Ramsey. You rock. Thank you all for listening to the show. Remember, get rid of that money baggage and create your new money message. Karen Ramsey has opened the door for you. Until next week, make sure you make yourself a fabulous, fabulous week and live life full out.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.